All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Oregon coach Willie Taggart, and the Ducks are home hosting Utah on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
If you ask a question, press star followed by the number one. And again, that is star one for questions.
They don't like me.
Your first question is from Kareem Copeland, Associated Press. Kareem, your line is open.
Apologies, I was on mute. Just a quick question, obviously a big storyline this week, Darren Carrington coming back. My question is, how did the team react when you guys had to part ways? Because I know he was close with a lot of guys on the roster, and did you have to talk much about the decision?
No, I didn't. You know, I think our guys understood the situation and where Darren was within that situation, and they all understood that and kept it moving. After that, they know Darren will always be a Duck. He graduated from here and done a lot of great things here, and he'll always be their friend. So, but they understood the situation and kept moving on.
And just one quick follow up: the fact that the guys know him so well, will that help in defending him this weekend?
Not necessarily. What's going to help is for us to do our jobs really well and being good in our preparation and understanding what we're trying to get out of our defense and playing very well. That's about the only thing that's going to help. Other than that, I mean, we know Darren's a good football player and he's done a good job for Utah. So we got to make sure we're on top of our game.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from Lynn Worthy, the Salt Lake Tribune.
Hello, Coach Taggart.
Hello.
I wanted to follow up on Darren as well, of course, with him coming back this week. I wanted to ask, when it came time for the decision to sort of go separate ways, did you feel like you were sort of a little handcuffed because obviously it was a fresh start for you, but he had had some incidents in the past, and I also wondered if that was sort of the reason why at first it was a suspension and maybe you were trying to find a way to sort of be able to keep him in the fold.
I wouldn't necessarily say handcuff. Like I said earlier, Darren and our team and everyone kind of knew the situation going in and we had to be clean and do things the right way. And unfortunately, he had a mishap which caused him to no longer be on our football team. And it was unfortunate for us and for him. But it seemed like he's bounced back and our team kept moving. And we wished him nothing but the best. And it's good to see that he's having some success. And we just hope he don't have success this week.
One follow-up there is for you, does it – matter to you, you have a guy who transfers and then you end up playing against him? I mean, a lot of times you hear the things where teams will, and not with graduate transfers, obviously, but where teams will sort of put restrictions on where guys could go. I mean, does it change at all playing against a guy that was in your program as opposed to if a guy just went anywhere else?
No, I don't think you necessarily that's not the best case scenario, but Darren had done everything he needed to here. I mean, he had graduated, he had done his obligation to this university, so the right thing was to let him go wherever he decided to go, you know. So did it bother me? Not necessarily. Well, I guess it bothered me that he got in the situation that he did. You wanted him to stay clean and not get in those situations because the kid has a bright future and you just want him to continue to grow. So you're always disappointed when young people make mistakes and you just want them to grow and learn from their mistakes. But when it comes to transferring, I think any kid that's gone to school and they're graduated, they should be allowed to go wherever they want to go if it comes to that.
Thank you.
question is from Austin Horton, the Zone Sports Network.
Coach, we all saw the Utes struggle against Arizona State's running offense last week. Coach Whittingham said he sees a lot of what you guys do in the run game compared to, or rather in what Arizona State did. What do you expect, though, from a Utah run defense who historically has been really stout?
They're big, they're strong, they're fast, it's going to be a tough competition, challenge for our guys. We understand that going in, and we got to play on our A game. I think this is going to be by far the best defense we've faced all year long, and so it's gonna be tough. And I know Washington State played as well, but I think these guys are bigger and different in the style of play than what Washington State was. But it'll be a tough physical ball game.
And also, what are your thoughts on Utah's offense, particularly Tyler Huntley at quarterback?
He's a really good quarterback. I know he had been injured, and before he was injured, they're doing a really, really good job on the offense side of the ball and moving and scoring touchdowns. And I know he came back last week, and it wasn't as good as he wanted to play, and I'm sure he'll work really hard this week to try to clean that up. We got to make sure we're on our A game playing at our best. We got to make sure that we're taking care of us first and foremost, because that's the only way we're going to have a chance to stop their offense, is by playing our best.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Joe Fisher, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
Doing well. Thank you. So, obviously, you know, with Justin being out, the offense has struggled a little bit, haven't had the success as a team that you'd like, but do you think it boils down just to not having your starting quarterback, the performances over the last few weeks?
I think they have a lot to do with it. You know, I think as you go through these last three ball games and you start to evaluate everything, it shows you how important he was to our football team, not just our offense. And I think it's been a downer for everyone not having him around, you know. But the struggles really is not just Justin. It's just we just hadn't played well, overall, you know, and that's what it's going to take. You know, it never takes one guy on offense, but if we all don't play better, then we won't get the things that we're trying to get. And we just hadn't been playing well overall, you know. And usually you expect for veteran guys to help the young fella out, you know. And so we've just been having too many mistakes that we have to clean up and play a heck of a lot better and make sure we're coaching better to put guys in the right position to succeed.
Okay, and just follow up, how is Justin this week? Is he online to maybe get the start?
He's doing well. Justin's doing well. He went out today, and he was throwing dimes out there today. That was pretty neat to see, and he's so eager to get back out on the football field. So he's improving. He's doing well.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We've got time for one more question.
Your next question is from Lynn Worthy of the Salt Lake Tribune.
Hi, Coach. You had mentioned about Utah's defense and how stout they were. One of the things they've sort of been known for, or a couple of the things, is getting after the quarterback and then also causing turnovers. And as of late, they haven't done a lot of that or as much as people have been used to. What have you seen from their defense in those respects?
I'm watching their defense, and they're making everybody work for what they get. You know, if you're scoring touchdowns, they're not coming easy. You got to work for them. And, again, I know the film that I watched, they're not far away. You know, it just unfortunately some of those things don't happen, and a lot of teams go through those things. We're one of those teams that the same way that early in the year we're getting takeaways and we had in the last couple games, you know. But the thing we know, we've seen the film when they do it, so we know it's in them. We just got to be able to play our ball game and try to avoid those things from happening. You know, and the only way you can do that is prepare well and then go out and play well, because we know what we're going to get coming in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That'll do it for today, Willie. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. We'll see you.